Always Sunny from?
The middle.
From where?
Middle of Toys R Us in Mesa. No,
yeah, okay, I thought so.
The middle of London.
Okay, Chav Zayin on base.
So again, Tosis says, after Tosis is Mechiach, he proves that actually our Gemara is going with the case that Rashi brought from the Gemara in the Bamas that the Arus is Baal Leh beforehand. So now Tosis says, now we have a Gabaldic case of Arusa without having to command the Gilushvua, which is the Arus is Baal Leh first, so we have already Mibaladein Sheikh, that the B of the Baal preceded the Baal. And then we can have the king of Astir during Arusa. He can give it a drink after the chuppah as long as he wasn't Bala after the chuppah. So we have a Nika Yishme Avoin. And that's our case. So why not? Why is that not the case of the Gemara? So Tosa says it's not the case of the Gemara for a different reason. The Shmuel holds in chuppah l'psulas. And the way the Rishash, I think, Tosa says, once there was a stira, the male of the chuppah is not chal. So it doesn't matter that it's Nika Yishme Avoin. But if the steer happened, she was on a route, so ain't chuppah the psulos, the chuppah is not chav. But she asked herself to him through the steer. And the mela is no chuppah. And the mela, there's no more tachas yisheich. So that can't be the case. If that's true, though, Taisa says, this is where we left off. According to Rav, who argues over there and holds, yesh chuppah the psulos, our kasha comes back. What are you going to say? So Zog Taisa.
Why can't you just say that?
Vim toima. The Ortmer is only going to go to Shmuel. Tosis would rather not say that. If this is the mucker for the for Gugel Shvua, so I mean, again, even if you did say that, you'd be stuck. So according to Rav, where does Gugel Shvua come from? Rav's not arguing on our Mishnah. There's such a thing as Gugel Shvua, so you still have to understand. So according to Rav, right? So Tosis continues. Vim toimai l'Rav to Amar Yesh Chuppah l'Psulos im Kein Yochaluk mit the Kana l'Kshaya Rusa v'Nichsel l'Chuppah v'Lo Nivela. You could say this case. Yeah, that explains your kasha, though. It can't just leave it like that, because according to Rav, imkain gugushvum in oven. That is Rav no gugushvua. It would be enough just to say our Gemara is going according to Shmuel, because you'd still be stuck in Rav. That is Rav no gugushvua. Yishloimai Tosa says, the nafkle me omin mi'izze omin mi'ishacher. Klemar, shenere yevashua al-acher. Shalokin Allah. Umagagalai de acher. So Rav holds a totally different marker over here. He's not learning it from the Arusa case. He's learning it from the other part of the Mishnah. What's the other part of the Mishnah? Amin al Yishze, Amin al Yishacher. Aye, what Yishacher? You didn't give me kina for you didn't give me kina on the Yishacher. You're right. That's called Gugel Shvua. Totally different place. It's gevaldik, beautiful. So the question is, so why didn't we go with that all along? It's so nice. And we're saying that the Rav is coming on to over here, so why didn't we go with that? So Tosis continues. Vim toimar v'ula amay l'mafa gugel shvua me'omid v'yishav me'yishacher. Why didn't Ula learn it from there? Why didn't our Gemara learn it from there? Yishloimar t'mehalo nafko. He didn't want to learn from there. D'magagal d'nachar kois. He didn't want to learn from there that you can magagal shvua from metaltan onto karkois. Why not? To hold the magagul and shvua mish acher, hay ne mishum do ois ish acher shayich by shvua im kinei. Because over there, at least the ish acher is shayich to the parsha of soita. He's shayich to the parsha of the shvua that the soita takes. Just he didn't get a kinoi, but had he gotten a kinoi, he didn't have a shvua him also. He's in the parsha. Aba kagad lo shayich by shvua klag kagad that shayich to shvua. Emaloi magagulin. Maybe you don't mean magagul. Maybe the whole concept of Magalgalin is only when you've etim shaykh the concept, just we're missing the kinoi, so I give a Magalgal on you. But when you're mufka from the entire concept of Shua, Karka is learned, we learn that from Sukkim, Klau Pada Klau, that shaykh to Shua, maybe their Gilgal won't help. So that's why Ula didn't want to learn it from there. Aval Hashta, the Madmin and Gilgal Shua, the Karka, the Gilgal da Arusa, Nichoshape, the Gabi Arusa, and I'm the Shaykh Beshua, Eli the Gilgal da Kadapriches. But now that Ula learned it from Arusa, that's Gemaldik, because Arusa Taka not part of the Parsha of Soit at all, like we said in the Gemara. So now he has arrived from something which I can be megagel shvua even though it's not shaykh at all. So who adin karka? That's ulu. That's such a nice hesber. So now we have to go back to Rav. So why didn't that bother Rav? Now that we explain why Ula didn't want to learn from Mishaka, because it's really not the same thing. Because that.
Why is that?
Because Ishakar is in the Parsha, and Kark is not in the Parsha. So now how did Rav learn it from there? Tosis is learning according to Rav, that's where you get it from. Why didn't that bother Rav? Shloimai the Savi Mishakar to Kamar Hainu, I feel me cotton. Shein mekanin lo ayadoi to lo shaykh be shvua if you work in Magalgalin who the less guys for Rav learned from there because he held Isha Acher includes even a cotton is mufka from the whole parsha. You can't give kinoi, even if you gave kinoi it wouldn't help, and yet you can be Magalgal. So Rav says that's a good rai for karka. Ula didn't want to learn somebody cotton. So that's talking about a cotton, it's talking about a regular ish. Talking about a regular ish, then it's not the same thing as karka.
You're talking about a cotton.
Were
you saying that is the situation?
It includes a case of cotton, yeah. So the mitzvah on the back of the Gemara basically says that Tosfos the whole time is explaining why one didn't hold like the other. But then when he got to the last Nakuda, he didn't really explain why one didn't hold like the other. Ula doesn't want to say cotton, Rav does want to say cotton.
No, in other words, they
would
hold.
But that Tosfos doesn't explain. Yeah, no, I'm saying that Machlokes Taisa doesn't explain why.
Why
until now, yeah.
Because he's just interested in knowing whether they hold differently or they hold the same. They hold the same.
No, but
in terms of the din.
Until now, he's just explaining why Rav didn't hold the blue, the way Ula didn't hold the Rav.
Yes, in terms of the din.
No, in terms of why they couldn't learn it out from where they learned it out from. So here he says,
now he's come out that they actually would learn the same if the practical situation of the case was different.
No, not practical situation.
Yeah, one learned,
one learned, right, so he doesn't explain why they're arguing about that.
If it wasn't a cotton, Ula understood,
Ula and Yishacher can't include cotton. Right. And Rav says Yishacher does include cotton. So he doesn't explain why they argue about that. Toys ends up.
Didn't include cotton.
Toys ends up. Ula less high
svara. If it didn't include cotton, they would be saying the same thing in terms of learning out from Ishaher.
Well, yeah, all Toys says is Ula less high svara. He doesn't hold of this. Why not? Rav says every right. No.
He doesn't hold that there's a cotton.
Could be he doesn't. Why not?
Why not? That's a separate question.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't go to because that's not really what he's coming to explain. He's coming to explain. Why they would or wouldn't learn out from Ishaker. Yeah. I thought that they held differently in terms of the core.
No, but let's say I swear it doesn't mean.
Don't.
No, but it doesn't mean
because there's a cotton in here. You can't.
No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that Ula had some kind of giloy that it's not about cotton. The reason he didn't want to learn that way, so it's not explaining it.
No, but if he did,
let's say I swear
they would learn the same thing.
Yeah,
he doesn't hold that it applies to cotton, but it applies to the.
My grandmother had a mustache; she'd be my grandfather.
No. It applies to the other things, not like oh, it doesn't apply at all.
Right.
It's got a scary thought.
Okay.
Since you're gonna be okay. Like that,
okay. 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 Fine. The point is, though, it doesn't explain. Ula, that's why I swore. Toys is giving a hesber to why. It could be it's different than all the different hesberim until this point. It could be. But the mitzvah son says he's bothered by that. Toys doesn't explain why. And the answer is a very long answer.
Before you said the katan thing, you thought you were talking about Ishafer Gadol.
Who?
And you thought that Ula and Rav held differently, right?
What do you mean held differently? Yeah.
Ula says that. That's right. Okay.
No,
now you heard that he's talking about a katan, so you say, oh, if it was talking about a
the reason
not
Rav,
a katan, then actually would have both held the same. They wouldn't have held different needs. Only because
the reason Rav can learn what he learned is because it's also talking about a katan.
Because it's also talking about a katan.
So what about Ula?
Saying that, what?
And what about Ula? Why didn't Ula hold of that?
It doesn't apply by a katan, or we're not talking about a case of a katan.
Okay. Where's that machlokes coming from? Why is he. What's wrong with Rav's. I just said, Ula, let's guy's svara. I don't know.
Why did a svara?
Okay.
Svara?
Yeah, let's guy's svara.
A svara?
Whatever, yeah.
What did Rav say?
Let's guy's svara. It's the same. It's not the same. Yeah, no, I understand. Toby, I understand what you're saying. You're just saying that it's not. You're saying all Toys means to say is that everything Ula holds now until this point is true. You can't learn out from Mishacher. And the only reason Rav did is because Rav held is going to cotton too. And so Ula's not Mechuyev to hold is going to cotton. So what do you want from Ula? He's not going to cotton. He's not going to cotton.
So now you say, well,
we could all agree
that he doesn't like a cutter. So that's really a practical situation. Why did not? But now we've managed to explain that on the core thing that they actually are the same. That he had the result. Because if they held differently, that one is saying you could learn from someone who's not in the parasha. One saying you could learn from the parasha. That's a big problem.
Okay, fine.
But now you say, no, they both say you can't learn from the parasha. But he held that this is someone who's in the parasha. Okay, that's a practical thing.
Right.
Why did he hold it? Yes, he should have checked that. But it doesn't... He didn't come to explain that.
Right, fine. Fine. Enechinami, but that could be true. That could be true. But he still wants to know what is this based on. What
Rav holds is it's not the khatam, or just hold that this is not the way to learn.
Ula. So that's the question. Let's say Svara might not mean it's not about the khatam at all.
Right. That's something that seems like.
It might mean it's about a cotton, but I'm still arguing whether you can learn it out. If you read it like that, then you understand more what the Nitzah has. Okay, good. So I think that's what the Mitzvah son learns, by the way. I think he learns, we'll also hold it about a cotton. But there's still a machlekes here whether I can learn out from cotton or not learn out from cotton.
I'm not sure.
I'll tell you the problem is, because...
You have to look at it. It's very long. We're not going to do it now.
Just because cotton is included in this general thing called yishev.
Well, if it's included, so then Rav is a good raya.
Well, not necessarily, because you're also including things that...
True, but...
Yeah, but it's...
It gets schlepped along with those.
See, already now, like, more removed from what you want to do. It's definitely not as solid as Rusa. Because Rusa is ironclad 100%, no matter what you think, it can't happen.
Yeah.
That's character.
Yeah.
Sheikh.
Yeah, but cotton also can't.
Mishacher is on its face, it could happen. Like,
right. Right, but by cotton it can't.
No,
so, what about that part of it?
Okay, so...
It's included in the more general category.
I would say, so the only reason why you can include that is because it's already talking about someone that is possible. So you can put it... You can put them there also.
Yeah, but how's it getting there, though?
No, okay. But even it's getting there because it's already a connection. There's already a basis. You're in a category of things that could be. That could be. So in that case, I would say, once you're part of a group of things that could be, it could happen to, then. But I don't want to learn that. Learn that something's completely unrelated, completely can't
I mean, the chara, that's what he's saying, because he doesn't mean it's only chara. He has to mean, okay, when it's even then, there's a chilek. You mean, maybe that's why Ula didn't want to learn that way. Ula could agree it's a matter of cotton also, but the other svara, it's still not as good of a raya as the Arusa raya. Okay. Can you hear that? Very good. Fine. What the Mitzvah Eitzan himself says, I am sure because it's very long and it involves a lot of other things, and I don't think we're going to get into it so much now. I mean, if you want, we can learn it. Learn it or go weiter? Go weiter, no? Toby says go weiter. I was not going to learn it. Now something's tugging at me.
I don't know.
I'll tell you very bekitzer. I think. It's all machloikas rishonim. When the pasuk memayit the katan from kinoi, yishamarach managabe kinoi beloy katan, that you can't give kinoi by a katan. If that's dafka less than 9, because ein bia soy bia, or even more than 9. So Tosfos holds, even if he's more than 9. Tosfos holds it's being a ma'ita katan, even if it's more than 9. Any katan up until 13, you can't give kinoi. So he says, that Rav holds like Tosfos. Rav holds like Tosfos, that any katan up until 13, you can't give kinoi to. So Magalgalin, Yishacher, onto the Katan, I have a raya that you can Magalgal onto someone who's not in the Parsha Shvu at all. However, Uli, he says, holds like the Rambam. That which we remind the Katan from Kinoi means only when he's less than 9, because he's not Royal Labia. This is not Royal Labia, but if he'd be more than 9, even though he's less than 13, Kinoi does help by him. So therefore, what it says, Magalgalin, Yishacher, you have no raya that it's going on somebody who is not in the Parsha of Kino, because maybe it's going on the 9 to 13 year old.
Yeah.
And Mamela, Ula held, you have no right from there for Gilgul Shvua onto someone who's not part of the Parsha. So you have to come on to Arusa. Yeah, I mean, it's much longer than that, but that seems to be the gist of what he's saying here.
Okay, but to me,
which type of cut we're talking about?
But I would just say,
no, you would say a different story altogether.
But to that I would say, okay, but once you're talking, well, katan isn't included, so okay, so the katan that's less than 9. Unless you want to say that's not included in the
Yeah, but you can hear it, you don't have a right. Yeah, maybe when it's not, right, you can hear that you could say, no, maybe less than 9 is not included. Maybe Gilgul Shvua only goes on the 9 year old.
Okay, so that's
if you hold like the Rambam.
It's a katan.
That's
not kosher. Maybe you should have to send it to Minnesota. Just put it to death.
What?
What?
Maybe they're both.
First of all, what do you mean?
Cut off your head.
All you know is that there was Yichud. That's all you know.
Yes.
All you know is that there was Yichud.
Just have Africa or
Barry. What are you talking about?
Let's say they're both 9.
Yeah, how old is she?
Yeah, maybe she's 9 also.
Oh, exactly.
How old is he? And how old is her husband?
I don't know.
9
also.
Maybe
they're trying to
help.
He's
17.
You're turning
this
into the most ridiculous case.
He's 17.
Normal
casing. What's the problem? What do you think we're talking about now? Kinoi to a cotton. That means I forbid you to have yichud with this cotton. All my colleagues are shining. What kind of cotton are you talking about? 8 or 9. So just saying, that would be enough kamina to us. Doesn't mean they'd be. It means they'd yichud. We don't know about the beer.
That would be checked.
Yeah, we don't know. That's right. That'll be checked. But over here, he's saying, he's saying, if you hold that no katan at all has kinoi, and we say over here, Bein Mishacher means a katan, then have a riot, we magagal a thing, unto someone who's not in the parsha. But if you hold, a katan 9 and above does have kinoi. All the drasha means we might have katan is less than 9, like the Rambam. So then, you can hear why Ula didn't want to bring a raya, because you don't necessarily have a raya. Maybe the whole Megagalin is only on the 9-year-old, who is in the parsha of kinoi. So you don't have a raya to someone who's not in the parsha at all. So, fine, Baitim. Okay, whoa, watch out. So you can eat?
I bought it, so I got to eat it.
Okay, now we got to the end of that. What? We came just in time for the end.
How's it early today?
Right. Ashkechan Saita, so we've proven from Saita that there's such a thing as Gilgul Shvuah.
But that's, you just said that. Turn it over this way first.
You
just did that before you said that.
I can't how many times I do it.
I'd rather that. Do you suit up? I have to go to the basket over there. Drop it in the basket. Achkechan soita di sura. That, fine. So we have a right from soita. Soita is somewhat iser. But mamayna minodan. How do we know it's true by mammon? Our sugya is about mammon. I want to be mechayev Yeshua because you owe me mammon. Or karka. How do you know to apply it to mammon? So tan the bitter bishmol kabachoymer. It's a kabachoymer. Umaa soita shalom nitna li tova be'ed echot. Magadalin. Mammon shnitna li tova be'ed echot. Eno dinche magadalin. Rashi, Shaloi Nitli Tova, Shvua Shaloi Be'id Echot. You can't be Mechayev Shvua with one aid. You need two Eidim that saw the Stira. You need two Eidim that saw the Yichud. Because you know, at the beginning of Sarkta, the Tarak Shnei Eidim, Shvua Hoshan Istra, the Yolam Tova, Dover, Mimam. Just like you need two Eidim in Mechayev Yimam, one aid is not enough. You need two Eidim to tell you that she had Yichud and she's Chayev in a Shvua. So if by Sarkta that you need two Eidim to bring about the Shvua, we say, that I can be Magalgo on turn. Another Shvua, Kavachoymer, by Mammon, where one aid is enough to Mechayev you a Shvua. One aid can't be Mechayev you to pay, but one aid can be Mechayev you to take a Shvua. Right? Like Rashi says, for example, an aid echad comes, and the guy says, you owe $100, and you're kafir b'koil. You're not Moedib Mixes. Moedib Mixes is Chayev Shvua d'oraisa. You're not Moedib Mixes, you deny the whole thing. So you're not, you don't have to take a Shvua. But if one aid comes and says he's right, his time is correct, then the right of that aid can be mechayev on a shvua. It's learned out from like come aidach loy come aidach b'yish gavin chachatus. But yeah, for a shvua. So you see, it's easier mechayev a shvua by mammon than it is by iser, and therefore we have a kavach chayim. That if I can be megalgu you by iser, I could certainly be megalgu you by mammon. Fine. Ash kachan bevada is sopik minolam.
Can you look at the top Rashi, the first Rashi?
Yeah.
So you say, it's the shvur shalav, right? The ain achadim v'asam tzarech shnei adim shavuah shenista diyalav dovdar mimamon. Now, if I learn dovdar mimamon,
dovdar mimamon means that you need just like two adim, just like two adim. You need two aid to be mechayev you mammon. So by the soita, you need two aid to be mechayever in the halachas of soita, which is a shvur.
But nonetheless, you don't. But it's not that, like mammon.
Right.
Yeah,
right. That's something else. That's a different drasha. It's a different drasha.
Saying once, it's just, I found it interesting that the whole idea we're talking about. Yeah. Is they're not the yeah. similar, and then.
Yeah, but David David me mammon means that by all types of yisurim you need two aid. Then there's another drasha by mammon that one aid can make you do a shvua, but that that's right. That's that right. That's right. That's not nichlal in the David David me mammon part. Right. That's right. Right here. If David David me mammon meant give it all the halachos of mammon, then okay, good. Now, ashkechon bevadai. That makes sense with tovadai. A tiny body. I have a tiny body on me. Sopik min olam. How do you know sopik? How do you know by tiny shema that I can do gilgul shvua? A tiny vada. I come to the tiny body. You owe me karka. You deny the whole thing or whatever you say, right? And I'm a gilgul shvua, right? I'm a gilgul shvua on you. I say you owe me metalklin and you might be mixtus. So mechayev you in the shvua, and now when megalgal onto the karka, that's why I have a tiny bari. But how do you know it works by tiny shema? I'm not sure, but I want to make you take a shvua anyway. Now, one second. What's bothering the Gemara? Maybe it doesn't work by tiny shema. Who says it does? So Rashi says what the Gemara is asking from is dafka in shvuas it says when shutvin are being mechalik up the shutvis, right? They're going to separate up the shutvis. It says there, one cannot make the other take a shvua, that, you know, that he might have held back certain things. But if you can mechayev him a shvua for other reasons, he's allowed to megago on him the shvua of a shutvin also. Now that shvua is our shutvin is talking about. Shema, the Gemara says in shvua is clearly, it's talking about, I don't have a tainus bari. Gemara says mafurish over there.
that part of the Mishnah talking about where I don't have a tainus part. So I see from that case of Shutvin and Shvuas that I can have a Gilgul Shvuah even where it's a tainus Shema. So that's where our Gemara's Kasha is coming from. Ashkechan v'banda is suffik minolim. Who told you that Bishlama our sugya by Kaka is talking about tainus badai? But who told you that even by tainus Shema, I don't have a real tainus, I want to check it out, that even then I can be magal go on to you? So Rashi and Taisus both say, what do you mean? The muck of this whole thing is Saita.
Saita is a
suffix. And Saita is a suffix. No, it's a tiny shema.
She's a vadai. It's a suffix.
Whether she was Tumea.
Because once there's Lister Aliday, then that puts her into that category as a vadai.
No, but the shua is on the suffix.
I understand that, but she's in a situation where she's a vadai chai of a shvua.
No, but so, she's swearing to is a... But she's swearing to a tiny suffix.
Right, but she to get into that situation, she's a vada. She has to do a vada, I think.
Well, let me say it like this.
She has to be Asura and has to be Stira. Maybe he owes me money.
No, but here also the guy's a vada making a shvua because he was more than
mixed. No, but it's not a vada situation.
You're saying two different things.
So, one second.
And the Torah says that she makes the suffer, she makes the shvua on this.
But this guy's also a vada.
She can't learn that to something else.
Oh, so what?
He's more than mixed. He
gave you two good reasons. Go back.
The second thing he said. Well, one second. What did Rashi and Tosfos say? I think this is the second thing you just said. I'm not sure.
The second's better.
What do they say, Rashi and Tosfos? They're both saying the same terms. Rashi and Tosfos is saying, you're right, Saita's talking about technically a case of suffering. What she's swearing on is a suffering. I can't tell her, I have a time this vada that you were Tamei. I don't. I just know there was a yichud. But over there, since the Torah in the act of the Shvua, even on a suffering, in the first place, so now that which I can be magalgal other shvuas on a suffix makes sense because it's a suffix be magalgal onto a suffix. But where the etzim shvuas on a vadai, like maidim amikzas that the tainus bari, who says then I can magalgal a tainus shema onto the tainus vadai? That we don't see from Saita. Isn't the second thing you said? No, that's the second thing. You see. Yeah. What? No? You hear the part? The Gemara is saying, how do I know Gilgul Shua works by Tainus Shema? How do I know Gilgul Shua works? How do you know Gilgul Shua works by Tainus Shema? So the Rashi and Tosfos both say, well, Tainus is Tainus Shema. Yeah. But Tainus is the Tainus Shema, which the Torah happens to say, you're believing a Shua. So the fact that Magaga other Tainus Shemas onto that, I understand. But in a regular case of Shvuah, like Maidim Amiktsis, with the Tainus Vadai, who says on that, like Mamagalo Tainus Shema, like the case of the Shutfin, who says that works? You were here yesterday?
Really?
You missed good yesterday. You here? You weren't here. You gotta listen to the tape from yesterday.
What's a tape?
You know, not a tape.
The record.
What was it for, records?
Yeah, toast of you?
Okay. So Gemara answers something min Allah. Right. So that what I just told you now is the top toisus, which is also Rashi, Divya Maskil min Olam. Okay. Toisus speaks it out a little bit clearer, a little bit like brings it out as a kash and a teretz more. But Rashi is really saying it too. Okay. So how do you know it? Tani v'shem b'yachoyoyimeh. Nemra shvua bechutz nemra shvua b'fnim ma shvua amur b'fnim also b'sofi kvadai av shvua amur b'chutz also b'sofi kvadai. Yeah, shvua b'fnim is a soita. Why is it called b'fnim? Because we're mashpia her in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azar, in the Beis Hamikdash. And just look over there, sofi kvadai. That's what we treat the soita. And we make it a chi of shvua like a kilu it's a vadai, kilu it's a tainus vadai. Av shvua amur b'chutz, also b'sofik a vadai. So it's kind of like a mematzir. We find it over here. We find it over there. Frek toisvus in divrei maskil nemra. So if you have already a mematzir right now, so why do you need the kavachomer from before? The Gemara said over before
The only reason, the only right we have to learn from Saita to other things is because we have a Kavach Chomer. Now it makes it sound like we can learn from Saita to other things just with a regular Mematzinu, just like it's over here. It's over here. We're not using Kavach Chomer right now. So if that's enough, what do you need the Kavach Chomer for? You hear the Kasha. Look at Tosfos Nemru. Im Toimar, Lama, the Kavach Chomer Gilel, Loimar, Shemagagalim, Neilik Meha, Drasha Gufei. Just like you're learning from Sota that Sofik is Kavanai. So learn the whole din of Gilgul Shvuvim Sota for the same reason. You don't need a Kavachayim. It's a much stronger thing. But we did not have to come onto it according to this, what the Gemara is saying now. And for Tosfos, no, it's not true. Yishloimar, the law of Kavachayim, without a Kavachayim originally, behind Mem Matzinu, the Ochal, Loim Matzinu, the Melech. We wouldn't have learned it out. The Munami Surah, Lo Yafinan. You can't learn Mammon from Isser. Isser is different. I have a boss of the Golu, Lo Nai Kavach Chomer, the Yafinan, the Munami Surah. But once we have a Kavach Chomer, which gives us a right to learn out from the Isser to the Mammon, from the Saita to the other cases, Im Kain, Mahash Mavkin, and Shapir, Baha Mematinu, Las, 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 Las,
No. There's
no. No, we do. We learn it. Well, we learn that we need the Kavach Chomer to learn out from Saita. Without that, we couldn't learn out from Saita because we don't learn Isser from Mammon and Mammon from Isser. All the Gemara means now is once you have that Limud, so now what I want to say, well, how do you know Sofik is Kavadai? It's how it is. If this is what I find by Saita, this is what I find over here. But it can't replace the Kavach Chomer. That Taitz was asking Akasha, why can't this replace the Kavach Chomer? It's how it is. No. This is only true after you know the Kavach Chomer. Weiter. Ah, Dechen Gilgul Shvuah. How far does it go? How far can I take me Magago a Shvuah on you that I can't ordinarily be Mechayiv you in? Amri with the Rav, the Mali, Yishravali, Shein Avdi Atom. I couldn't make you swear that you're not my Evid. Even that, why do I have to Mechayiv you in a Shvuah that you're not my Evid? I know. But if I'm Mechayiv you in a different Shvuah, I can gaggle on you even to swear that you're not my Evid. Drag the Gemara, what do you mean? You call another Jew your Evid, so we put you into Cherem, the Tanya, according to the Gemara Evid, even Nidoi. You go into Cherem. If you call him a Mamzer, Sovik is our bomb, they give you Malchus. Not Malchus Derais, the Malchus Mardus, the Rabbanitik and Malchus, which Rashi says is better than Nidoi. A Mamzer is not as bad as an Evid. That Evid is not a Jew, Evid Kenaini. So if you call Rasha, you call him a Rasha. You can even take away his parnasa. Bezin doesn't get involved, but you can go in the.
Tarnish his wages.
Yeah? So what do you mean you can make him swear he's an Evid? It's absurd to say it. Hello, I'm a Rabbi. You shovel the children of Kakli of Evid Ivri. It doesn't mean Evid Kenaini. It means I can make you swear you're not an Evid, you're not my Evid Ivri. Which is not degrading to them. That's not. I have a taina. You were supposed to work for me and for 7 years, and you're trying to get out of it. I can't normally make you swear about that, but if I have you anyway, and I might even make this, I'm going to make you swear about that. There's nothing wrong with that. That has nothing to do with your status. I'm not calling you an Evid Kenaini, a Mamzer, a Russia. I'm calling you somebody who's chayiv me to chayiv to work for me. Right? That's what Evid Ivri is. I've wrecked the Gemara. If that's true, then what's the Chiddush? If that's true, then why is that such a bigger chiddush than karka? We already knew there's a gogo shvuah that can mechayiv in karka. So he says, how far does it go? You want to know how far it goes? I can even make you swear you're not my Evid Ivri. Well, what does that mean? That just means I'm making you swear that you don't owe me the money of the value of work for 7 years. That's a monetary issue. That's no different than karka. Why is that ad heichon? What more mechudish think about that? Right? Once I already said it's not every Kanaini, so then it's a mominous issue. It's a mominous issue. Hamamayinis like Gabe. No, Rava, the Taime Rava, who's the one who said this, is Lushitasai. Tama Rava, Evid Ivri, Gufa Konoi. He holds as a king Naguf in the Evid Ivri. It
It's not just a metalta. It's not just a money issue. It's not just it's not. Oh no. I'm sorry. I explained a little bit wrong. Yeah. You're right. I jumped the question. Yeah. The first catch the Gemara was Elam, when the Gemara asks. Gemara means to ask is the metaltlin an issue? What's the halacha about metaltlin? Depends. If you might have a mixus, I can be mechayev you. If you're koyv, you're a koyl. So what? This is nothing to do with Gilgul Shvu at all. If I say, swear to me, and I may have a ribi for 6 more years, and you say, well, I have for 2 more years, it's called by the mixus. So now take a Shvu. I don't need Gilgul Shvu for that. If you're koyv, you're a koyl, so then it's koyv. Whatever the halachas are by mammon, it's not Gilgul Shvu. I don't need Gilgul Shvu for that. So to that, my answer is no. It's not just a mammon thing. It's because since Rav holds Gufay Konoi, which we learned earlier in the Perek, he holds you got to give a shtar shichror, which means have a kinyan in your guf. It's more than just metaltin, and that's why we have to come on to Gilgul Shvu. Then the Gemara asks the kash, which I said before. I jumped. Then the Gemara asks iachi hainu karka. Okay, so you're telling me it's not just metaltin. It's not just mammonous. It's actually more than that. But it's still no worse than karka. Why is it ad heichon? Why is it a bigger chiddush than karka? I understand why you have to come on to Gilgul Shvu for this. Because it's gufay konoi. It's not regular money. But still, why is it a bigger chiddush than karka necessarily? Ad heichon. There it is. Ma'od tema karka udav the inshid the mizbini betsino imis the zoban les le kala. Maybe you might have thought maybe only karka you can do with Gilgul Shvu because over there, since it's sold quietly sometimes, so I can't assume that if it was sold to you, that it had then
people would know about it.
So I'm going to make it swear. Right, let's like call it. If he did sell it, we wouldn't necessarily know about it. So since we wouldn't necessarily know about it, we'll allow it, Magal goes shvu onto him because you're tiny that he sold it to you. But hi, but by the Eved, in Misa the Zobin, if it was true that he sold himself to you as an Eved, we would have known. It'd be a coil. So maybe over there we say, you know what? We're not going to let even Magal goes shvu onto this guy. No one heard about this, so it's probably not true. Kamash Malah and Adeichon, even then, Magal goes shvu. That's the extra chiddush of Eved Ibn. Tomorrow we start the new Mishnah. Right, it's me.